Okay, we'll continue down the list with N8KPR. Stand by, KC8VOA. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron. Everybody else on the net. Beautiful day today. So, but you know fall's in the air. It's supposed to cool off a little bit. It always does the second week of August. Always seems to. I noticed summers in Michigan, especially when I had my pool, it was always like the second week of June to the second week of August was summer. And then you don't know what you're going to get after the second week of June or second week of August. It's could be warm, could be not, but it always seems to get all heat spell in September. Typical Michigan weather. But hey, I'll take this over what the rest of the country's getting. Between the hurricanes, the fires, the heat, I'm happy in Michigan. I'll take the winters, I'll take the springs, summers, and falls. Seems like it's the most stable climate in the United States, at least in this section of the country anyways, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, they seem to be pretty stable. But with that said, I'm getting, I had a question for you, Ron. I've been messing with the GMRS radio here, and I got my license and everything. Finally got Wi-Fi back. That's been a hassle for like 2 months. But anyways, I was looking up repeaters in the area, and the coverage for me on one of them is Mayville, and they actually have two of them in there, and it's 462-600 and 462-550, but they're like channel 21 and channel 22, and on my radio, the repeaters don't start till like 23, I think, channel 23, and up from there. So I'm not sure what's going on there, and that seems like all the repeaters to have an offset of or not offset, but a tone of 141.3. I don't know. That's what I'm seeing, anyways. I don't know. Maybe you can correct me, Ron. But other than that, that'll be it for this round. Back to net control. This is NAKPR.
Okay, Bob, typically in your software, the program frequencies that are in there, you will have the simplex frequencies that go up, I believe, to like 20 or up to like 20, 21, something like that. And then above that, you can either edit through the software and add the PL tone to the frequency, so you got to find out what frequency the repeater is and then what frequency that channel is on in your software for your GMRS, or do what I did. I added the repeater frequencies separate, and those start above your normal frequencies. It goes from like 23 to 29 to be able to put it in. If you try and go in a different area, it basically only gives you, I found out, it won't do the offset. So there's only certain channels in your software for the radios that will allow you to put in repeater frequencies and put the split in. So you can either do it in the repeater frequencies that are already programmed into the radio and just add the tone to those and save it back to the radio, or create your own in the area, I think it's from like 23 to 29 or 21 from 29, somewhere in there. After the ones that are programmed in, it goes the next like 7 or 8 channels, you can put in your own repeaters from there. So for you, you might be able to get them out there in Mayville, depending on the coverage to what's out there. I don't know. I haven't looked at those, so I don't know what the coverage is, the height and that. But so, you might, being out on the east side, might be able to get into Mayville. But take a look at your software. That was some things I had to do a little research on because I was trying to put it into a certain channel on my handy talkie and it wouldn't take the split. And then I went back and read online and say, oh no, you have the only area you can put repeaters in is these certain channels that allow you to put a split in. So check that out on your radio. All right, next up on the list, KC8VOA, stand by KD8PAZ. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron. And just for Bob's information, the Mayville GMRS repeater, I've been on that before when I've been in Millington, so I know there's one out there. didn't know about the second one, but I know there was one out there from before, and someone offered it to someone else.
Repeater Saginaw.
And, yeah, so you should be able to get to it. For me, as Tom indicated, I monkeyed around with the Meshtastic and so forth, and played with that a little bit today. The one Tom had was a little bit of a problem trying to get into it, and he ended up reloading his Meshtastic software on his phone to be able to recognize the Meshtastic radio. We were able to program that also through the PC, so that worked out as well. So, yeah, so there's a little monkeying around. Everything doesn't go 100% smooth as we'd like it to go, but it does work. And with that, I'm one and done. So 73, everyone have a good night. KCBUA.